guys, so I'm back with another recording. So I'm in the process of getting dressed right now. I just got out of the shower and I wanted to talk to you guys because I'm about to get dressed and then I'm going to take my medication for the day and then I'm going to head to Walmart to pick up a few things. I'm going to come back home and I'm going to relax for the rest of the day. But I want to talk to you guys for a split second. And I still got to do my hair, y'all. My hair looks absolutely crazy. I've been trying to do this whole natural thing where I wear my hair naturally curly, but it's starting to get on my nerves. I don't know what to do with my natural hair. I don't know what I'm going to do, to be honest. It's just like, I said I was going to start washing my hair once a week. I had my hair in twists, you guys, and then I got the next day I didn't like how it looked. So I ended up being like, okay, what to do? So my hair is just getting on my nerves, y'all. I don't know what to do with my hair, to be real with y'all, but I'm gonna figure it out. But I just want to talk to you guys for a second, because if you guys listen to part one, the truth, I appreciate you so much for listening and kind of hearing what I had to say. I'm gonna give you a part two to the truth. I'm gonna be talking about some other stuff in this episode as well, so listen up and get your ears open and let's talk. So if you have not heard part one, you are not gonna understand what I'm talking about in part two. You're gonna be lost, so please listen to part one, the truth, and then come back here to part two if you have not heard part one, because I don't want you to be lost like, what the hell is she talking about? But anyway, I want to say something to you guys. A lot of men will try to build a woman up, or they'll make you believe that they're going to build you up, and they will at the same time by tearing you down. They'll make it look like as if they're building you up and they're helping you and they love you and they care you, but that's just a ploy just to keep you hanging on longer, knowing that they have no intention of coming to see you, no intention of changing, no intention of doing anything. And I feel like that's how my last relationship was. It was all to me an act. I feel like who he was in the beginning is not who he really was, but he had to be that person to get me. I think he saw my insecurities. He saw that I was dealing with my depression and my anxiety. He saw the trauma and the healing process I was in, and I think he took complete advantage of that. He knew in the back of his mind, oh, she's not going to go anywhere. She's always going to be here. And I was the fool for 4 months, I came on here thinking that I found the one, and I wanted to share that with you guys. I even told you guys I was in love, which I found out as time went on that I was not in love. In fact, you know, I was just in a lot of like. I mean, I did have love for him and I did love him, but I was not in love with him. And I think our relationship just happened so fast. It was like you meet somebody on a dating app and all of a sudden you start texting, calling, you're hanging out, and it feels right. So then you start feeling this feeling that you thought you never felt before. And all of a sudden you realize something is just not right here. Honestly, cutting contact with him was not hard. It was one. I wish I had done it a long time ago, because I was not happy in that relationship. My needs weren't being met. I was being treated like a dog, and I didn't even realize it, because sometimes when you love somebody, you're blinded and the red flags are piling up and we pretend like we don't see them. Everyone around me was telling me about the red flags. They saw, my friends, my family, and I was not listening to not one person, because in my mind I thought, no, this can't be it. He's a good guy. But I'm grateful and blessed that the red flags started to reveal themselves and I finally got the hell out. You know, I wish I had cut contact with him years ago. It was the best thing, because what we don't realize is when we finally cut someone out of our life who's not good for us, our peace is restored. When I was in that relationship, I was, every day was miserable. I was struggling with depression and anxiety. I was not happy. I was miserable. And I felt like the energy that he was bringing was starting to bring me down. I felt like I was at my lowest when I was with this man. I didn't feel like he was uplifting me anymore. I didn't feel good about myself. I didn't feel good about the relationship, but I stayed because in the back of my mind, I thought, oh, this might change. And nothing changed. Everything just kept staying the same. And I was just miserable. I wasn't happy. And the moment that I cut contact and we just stopped talking, everything in my life started to feel better. I felt better. It was like a peace that I hadn't had in months that finally came over me. And I think that what happened on that Sunday when we stopped talking needed to happen. I just remember that day. I talked about this in part one, but that particular day, we were on the phone that night, and I just remember me being in the kitchen. I tell the story in part one too, but I'm going to tell you guys in part two again, just in case you didn't listen to part one. And I just said, I needed that to happen. I remember being in the kitchen with my daughter and him saying a smart remark to me like, well, just tend to your daughter. But he said it in like a degrading kind of rude tone, or like a frustrating tone. And I asked him, I said, why are you talking like that? I'm like, really? Mind you, in the past, he's talked on the phone with my daughter, been super sweet to her, always talking about her, asking about her, all kinds of stuff. So I was like, why are you being disrespectful now? So And then I just remember him saying, I said, okay, well, are you going to call me back later? And I was like, I was going to say, will you promise me? But then I caught myself and I just said, I'm not even going to say that because he's probably not going to call back. And I just asked him like, okay, so are you going to call back? Oh yeah, I'm going to get one of my friends and I'll call you back later. We hung up that phone and we never spoke again after that because he never called me back that night. And I was not going to text him the next morning, like good morning. Every morning I would send this man a good morning text, about 3 or 4 pages long, telling him about things that were going on with me, just checking in on him, all kinds of, we did this every day. And it started to die out as he went to New York. And I just remember that next day came and I did not reach out to him. And he did not reach out to me. And I was grateful for that. Sometimes things have to happen in order for you to let go. I feel like if I didn't have that happen, I would have still been holding on to this man and wasting my time. And so when that moment happened and he finally, you know, let go, I was like, thank God. It was a relief because I needed him to let go so that I could let go at some point and I could start to love myself. Because sometimes when you are broken and you're going through stuff, you don't realize the stuff people are doing to you. You're like, because you're going through something. So you're like, oh, this person's not hurting me. I'm fine. And the reality is this person is treating you horrible. But because, you know, you're not in the best state of mind, you're not paying it any mind. You're just letting it happen. So I was just grateful that that happened. Because honestly, I spent like the past 4 months not leaving my house, you know, waiting by the phone or for a call or text. And some days, I'm real with y'all, he wouldn't even text or call me. We would go 2 or 3 days and not talk. He literally wouldn't text me, he wouldn't call me. It would be times where, you know, he just wouldn't, it maybe send me one text that day, and then when I go to text back, he would never respond. So it was so many moments where I was wanting him to be here for me and I was wanting him to show up and he just wasn't doing it. And then when I would complain about like, why you're not texting, why you're not calling, why you're not checking in, it would lead to these arguments of him getting mad at me. And it would just him, like, he would raise his voice to me at times, like just little stuff, you guys, all because I wanted him to meet my needs and be a present boyfriend. But I just, like I told you guys, it was just a relief when it ended because I needed it to end. I needed to move on, you know. I needed to do something different in my life, you know. I feel like the motto I go by is never let someone waste your time. And it really makes me look at, like, I think a lot of times as women, we just invest our time in the wrong men. We be thinking they're different because a lot of men will sit up here when you meet them. And they will pretend to be something they're not. And then we'll believe it because we don't know better because we're still trying to get to know them. But that person they're giving us is not even who they are. But they're just giving us that because they want to win us over. They feel like if we are act a certain way, you know, this girl will fall for the BS. She'll fall for the BS and she'll, you know, want to be with us. And so I think that was happening a lot in my past relationships. And again, because I didn't stay with him because I didn't want to be alone. That wasn't the issue. I stayed with him because I genuinely thought that he was a good person at the time. I thought he was a good guy. I said, oh, this is a good guy. I genuinely thought that he had a good heart. And so I was like, okay, cool. We can make this work. You know, I didn't see all the red flags that everyone around me was seeing. You know, I was just like, oh, this is a good guy. Blah, blah, blah. I'm happy. You know, I met somebody. And honestly, it just led to a lot of pain and heartache, to be honest with you guys, because I didn't see the signs that I should have saw that everyone else saw but me. And a lot of times we don't see the signs, but our family and friends be seeing everything and they tell us and we just don't want to believe them because we quote unquote think that we're so in love and that's just not the case. But I have learned a lesson from this situation, a huge lesson. I'm definitely going to be more cautious moving forward when it comes to dating and who I give my time to. And I'm not just going to go by some quick conversations, but I'm going to be more cautious with, you know, things that I do moving forward because that's important to me. You know, I don't want to be in situations that don't mean me well, you know. So I want to be, you know, happy at the end of the day. And I don't want to just be with somebody just to say I have somebody or just be with somebody who's not treating me best, you know. the way that I deserve to be treated. So those are important things to look at. But I do want to share a story with you guys right quick, and I'm gonna get back on topic, but this is kind of on topic too. But anyway, so I had a guy friend who had been trying to talk to me for a year, you guys, like a whole year. He knew about this, my ex, and he kept telling me, why are you with this guy? He's toxic. He's treating you bad. He was like, I've been trying to talk to you for a year. You won't give me the time of day. And I'll be real with you guys, I kind of friend zoned him for like a year straight. I friend zoned him. I wouldn't like, he kept asking me to hang out. He kept asking me to do stuff. And I kept telling him no, no, no. Mainly because I was in a relationship. And the other times, like when we first started talking, me and him first became friends like a year ago. And at that point, I remember him and his ex-girlfriend got back together. And I was like, cool. So he went back with her and that didn't work out. I told him, like, well, I didn't really get a chance to tell him that it wasn't going to work out. But he got hurt again by her. She played him. And then he, you know, broke up with her. So then me and him, you know, we were, regardless through that whole time, we were texting. But it was just like he was with her and I had to give respect because I'm not going to be disrespecting nobody if they're in a relationship, obviously. So they ended up breaking up. It didn't work out. They lasted, like, literally not long, y'all, before they broke up. And then when they broke up, he, you know, me and him were texting heavy, really heavy again. And then, of course, in between that time, I was dating other people. So things were just happening. I never gave him the time of day. And at one point, he got frustrated with me. He was like, you know what? I like you a lot. I've been trying to talk to you for a year. He was like, I really just want to date you. He was like, I want a relationship with you. He was like, you know, we got to stop this. And I want more and all this stuff. He was like, if you don't want to date or if you don't want to even try to give me a chance, then I'm just go talk to somebody that's more promising. And I just told him, like, me and him had a long talk that day when we were texting because I didn't want to lose the friendship because I think a lot of him, he's really been my friend for a minute and I think a lot of him and we have great conversation. He's always there to support me. So I didn't want that friendship to end. So I was like, hell no, I'm not about to let this guy go. So, and then like, I remember it was one instance, you guys, where he was like, oh, tell me about this female that messaged him on Instagram because she liked his workout videos. And I was a little jealous. I was like, what? I was like, hold on. He was like, oh yeah, what, this girl just messaged me? And I was like, hold up. So I was a little jealous. And I was like, hold up. I'm not about to let no other female, you know, try to date him, because I started to like feel like these feelings for him a little bit. And again, I was just like, you know, at this point I was like, you know, I was just like, I want to go out. So I texted him and I was like, do you want to hang out? He texted me and he was like, sure, what do you want to do? And I said, well, let's go out to eat dinner and just, you know, hang out and watch movies. He goes, cool, what day? I say Saturday, which Saturday was yesterday, y'all. So he came and he picked me up, guys. We got up like early in the morning. Like he came to my house at like 10 o'clock. He was here. So he picked me up. We went, because it was super early when we got here. So we went back to his house and we watched movies and we just chilled and talked. Then we went out to eat. And then we came back to his house after we ate. We also went to Target. Target is my favorite store. And he loves that store too. So we went to Target, looked around, came back to his house. And we just chilled there and watched movies. And it was one of the best times I had in my life. He was such a gentleman. Kept opening the door for me. Just being super sweet. Like, it was one of the best, like, date nights I've had in, like, forever. And it was fun. And I enjoyed it. And, you know, then he brought me back home. He met my dad. My mom wasn't here. And it was just really cool and fun. It was no pressure. It was just, he was like, you know, when you're just friends with somebody, you don't get to see the other side of them. So I got to see a whole other side to him that was like, ooh, like, you know, it was really sweet though. Of course, when I got home, my mom and my dad asked me 1,000 questions. And then I had my friends asking me 1,000 questions. Everybody's like, oh my God, are you going to get in a relationship? Are y'all dating? What's happening? I'm just like, I don't like all that pressure being put on me to figure out what I'm doing with somebody. You know what I mean? Like, I do genuinely like him. And we've been knowing each other. And the good thing is we've been friends for a year. So we know each other. It's not like he's a stranger. But I don't want to. I believe that sometimes when you're talking to a guy. Well, no, all the time. If you're talking to a guy and you like him, that guy should tell you where you stand. You deserve to. Even Steve Harvey said that on his talk show. You deserve as a woman to know where you stand with that man. Are you dating? Are you in a relationship? Are you friends with benefits? Or whatever you are, you deserve to know. And actually, me and him talked about that this morning, which is really funny that I'm bringing that up. But I do like him a lot, and I do want something to happen between him and I. But at the same time, I don't want to rush into something that could potentially get me hurt. I just left a situation that literally was breaking my heart and hurt me. So I don't want to go into another situation and do that again. I don't want to put pressure on him and myself. Like, we are having fun right now, and I love it. But if we were to sit there and label it right now, I just don't know what would come of it, you know? But I did say to him, like, this morning that I do potentially see us being more. But it's just, like, I don't know. Like I told you guys, when you just get out of these situations, you don't want to run back into another one. And I don't know. I feel like if something's meant to be, it's going to be. You know, and I even told him that this morning, like, I don't want to put so much pressure on us to figure something out. But, you know, he, like I said, he did express to me that he wanted a relationship with me, and I'm completely cool with that. But, I mean, right now, I just want us to hang out, go on dates, and have fun, you know. And I know some of you listening are probably like, didn't you just break up from a relationship? Listen, guys, I dated my ex for 4 months. Four long, short months. Now, if I had dated him for 2 years or more, or like a year, then I would probably not even be going on dates, because that's too, at that point, I would need time to heal. But in 4 months, I don't feel like I feel like I can do what the hell I want to do, because the relationship was not even a year. It was super short. You guys got to understand that I barely saw my ex at all. We only met each other maybe a few times before he moved to New York, and then after that, I never saw him at all. So it wasn't really, it was a relationship, but it kind of wasn't, because it was more like a phone or a text relationship, because I never saw him. So you guys got to understand that. I feel like what bugs me sometimes is that a lot of people, if a woman moves on too fast or starts to date or whatever, we get called sluts and hoes and all kinds of names. But if a man does it, it's like, oh, David out there doing what he want to do. You know, he gets the pound and everything is cool. And I don't want to live up to society's standards. I'm going to do me every single time. I'm not going to do what somebody else wants me to do. If I want to go on a date, I'm going to do it. I feel like at this point in my life, I deserve to do it. You guys got to understand, I've been dealing with depression for 2 years on and off. And it's been really bad the last 2 years, and I was not leaving my house. I was isolated because of my depression and because of this 4 month relationship where my time was wasted. So during that 4 months, I wasn't leaving my house. I was literally secluded here waiting by the phone for him to call or text me, and he thought that was normal for me to do. And I was like, that shit is not normal. What's fucking normal about a female sitting in the house waiting for a text or a call from a man? Like, it was ridiculous at some points. And I just got to a point where I feel like, you know, I want to do what I want to do. So I don't feel guilty for going on a date with my guy friend. I'm not going to feel guilty for having fun and living my best life. My goal right now is to have fun. You know, I'm having a good time. We're going to go on some dates. We'll see what happens, you know. I don't obviously have a crystal ball into the future, but, you know, I'm just going to see what happens and where it goes and just have fun with it. That's really the goal, guys. That's the goal for me anyway. But it's just funny because people want to put so much pressure on you to do stuff, and it's just like, I'm just living my life right now, you know. That's what I'm doing. I'm living my best life. I don't want to rush into something crazy. Like I said, I'm just having fun right now, and we'll see what happens down the road. Like, the good thing about my friend is that we've been friends for a year, so I know everything about him. He knows everything about me. We're good, you know. It's not like he's a stranger. But even with that, I still want to take my time with it, because, again, I'm not trying to get hurt, and I'm not trying to rush into something that's going to get me in a situation that I wish I didn't get into. But, like I told you guys, life is just life, you know. All I can do is live my life and enjoy it and have a great time and live in the moments and enjoy that, you know. And I that's what I have to go by. I don't plan on staying in the house anymore. I'm going to be leaving my house. Even my dad said the other day, like, you need to go out more. You don't go out enough. You stay secluded in the house. And it's like, it just kind of hit me. Like, everyone sees how secluded I am. I need to get out more. I need to enjoy my life. I need to do what's best for me. So that's what I plan on doing, y'all. I plan on living my life and just seeing where that takes me. I don't know. And we're supposed to hang out again, actually, I believe this upcoming weekend or the weekend after. I'm supposed to be hanging out with him again. I don't know what we're doing yet. We've been talking about going to the park or doing something with our kids, because he has two sons and I have a daughter. So we're thinking about, we don't know what we're going to do just yet. His sons are down for the summer with him, so we're just trying to figure it out. If you want to do something with the kids or without the kids, I don't know. But either way, we're going to have fun, and I'm going to enjoy the rest of my summer, y'all. That's what I'm going to do. I don't know what everybody else is about to do, but I'm going to enjoy the rest of my summer doing me. So it's going to be fun, y'all. I'm trying to think of some vacation days to take to you guys. I need a vacation, like, so bad. And I have not took, like, no time off. I have not done, like, nothing that I want to do because I've been, like, so busy and, like, so secluded to the house. So, I haven't really been living my best life like I want to. So, you know, I'm just trying to figure out some vacation days to take. I know my daughter has a dentist appointment in August. I'm thinking about taking that week off, but I'm not sure just yet. Because I think her appointment's on, like, a Tuesday or a Wednesday, and I got to be able to take her to that. So I'm thinking about taking my vacation like that. I'm taking like 4 days off that week, I think. Just because I need a break from my job. I do, y'all. Like, I need a major break. I just feel like sometimes you just got to get away. And I probably will take that whole week off, honestly. Like, because I want to enjoy my day and do some fun stuff. But we'll see, y'all. I don't know. But I just want you guys to know this is part two of the truth. And I'm just living my best life and having fun. And I want all the ladies that listen to me just to know to love yourself. Put yourself first. And don't put so much pressure on yourself about a man. Because men come and go. And you deserve to have the love that you know you deserve to be loved properly. And you deserve to be cared for. And yesterday, as I was out with my guy friend, I started feeling guilty. Like, why am I out here? I don't deserve this. I don't deserve to be happy. What is going on with me? I just started beating myself up. And he was giving me a hug and holding me. And he was like, no. He was like, why are you upset? He was like, you deserve to be happy. You deserve to be treated right. He was like, no. He was like, don't feel bad for coming out and enjoying yourself. And I'm glad he told me that because I don't know why I felt that way, you know? But I'm just happy, y'all. I'm happy. Everything right now in my life is looking up and moving forward no matter what happens between me and my guy friend or whatever else happens. I just want to know that I'm living my best life and I'm having fun regardless of the circumstances. But all right, y'all, let me end this. It's like been 21 minutes. I got to get my clothes on, y'all. I've been sitting here talking to y'all, but I got to get my clothes on. I got to get ready to get myself together so that I can leave this house and go to Walmart, y'all. Peace and love.